No matter what you and I have experienced in life, it's not because God does not love and care for us. God wants the best for us. But he requires that we walk right before him because he cares so deeply for us. See, God has been caring for us for the day we was conceived. He has not stopped loving us no matter what we've done. The Lord gives us every chance to experience his loving and caring ways in our life if we would just come and remain in him. God cares more than we can ever imagine. His love is greater. And if we want God to care for us, then we must care for others. The Lord taught Moses that we have sinned and we've been unfaithful because we deceive our neighbors, we steal, we cheat, and we lie to each other. The Lord says if we will commit such sins, we have to turn around and return what we have stolen and repent of our guilt so the Lord will show us kindness. See, the book of Proverbs teaches us that an evil person cares very little about being snared in sin. They have no concern over their sins. And they love to mock others. But a righteous person cares about the justice for the poor. See, the Lord spoke about the times that are coming and are here when shepherds of his people will not care for the lost or for the injuries of the poor, about feeding the homeless or giving to his sheep. They says there will be worthless shepherds among us who desert the flock. So we'll be able to see those who are in a position of leading God's people when they see a person in need, they're just going to pass them on by on the other side. We know the story of the Levite who came along and saw a man in need. They passed on the other side of the road. He had no love for God's people. See, how many bishops and preachers do we see passing those in need by? It took a Samaritan man to show us how to take pity on a person. He bandaged the man's wounds. He poured oil on him. He put the man on his donkey and took the man in the inn and cared for him. It took a person who do not trust in God to see after the needs of God's people because the religious leaders don't care enough to help those in need. We know the story about Martha, who became distracted because she saw Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus listening to his teaching and not helping her. So Martha decided to start complaining about Mary to Jesus, trying to get Jesus to make Mary go to work. But Jesus told Martha that she worried and was upset by many things. But only one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen what was better, and it was not be taken away from her. See, sometimes we're thinking we are caring for a person, but we're really not. And we must be careful in following someone who's just a hired hand who cares nothing about God's people. We can tell who they are. See, when the money runs out, the minute there's trouble, they will leave the flock. Go with me to John chapter 10. Verses 20 to 13. See, we live in a world full of hired-hand religious preachers. They're only in it for the money. Is your pastor a hired-hand? Do we treat them like they're under our control or they're under God's control? John chapter 10, verses 12 to 13. Says, the hired-hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. See, the man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. See, have you ever known someone who you thought really cared about you? But when trouble came, they were not there to support you. Or maybe we have played like we really care for somebody. But when they needed us, we were not there for them. See, caring and loving someone takes time. It takes effort to show somebody you love them. And God always has time. And Christ Jesus always shows us how much he cares for us. See, it's not easy caring for someone who does not care for you. Think about how God is. He cares for us enough, even though in the past we cared very little about him. The Lord is long-suffering. He cares for us more than we can ever care for him. But we need to show the Lord we care and that we're willing to care for others. Because God cares for us, we must learn to care for others. See, Jesus teaches us this principle when he said, which one of us whose child asks for bread will give them a stone? If they ask for a fish, we'll give them a snake. And even though you and I are sinful, we still know how to give our children good gifts. He said, how much more will God the Father give us good gifts if we asked him? See, for us to be a true follower of Christ Jesus, we must learn to care for others, to care for those who do not care for us. We must love our enemies, show good and do good to those who hate us, and care for those who mistreat us. Go with me to Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 30. Caring for others is not easy. It's one of the hardest things to do as a Christian. But loving and caring for others is required by the Lord. We must have it in our heart to care for others. Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 30 says, but I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. See, Jesus took the time to teach us how important it is that we care for others. Jesus asked Simon Peter, do you truly love me more than these? Peter said, yes, Lord, you know I do. Jesus said, then feed my lambs. See, Jesus wanted to test how much Peter cared. So he asked Peter a second time, do you truly love the Lord? And again, Peter said, yes, Lord, you know I do. So Jesus said, then take care of my sheep. And Jesus tested Peter even more, asking him a third time, did he truly love the Lord? Peter heard that he was being tested so much. Jesus asked, do you love me, Peter? Peter said, yes, Lord. Then Jesus said, feed my sheep. See, we can't follow Jesus and care for others, then we have a trouble. If we can't do this, and see, it must be a part of who we are. We not only have to care for strangers, we need to care for our spouse. Husbands have to care and love their wives like they love and care for their bodies. For no one hates themselves. And wives have to care and respect for their husband as they respect and care for themselves. For what person does not respect themselves? We must learn to care. To be like Jesus, we must care. See, one of the important qualities Jesus taught us as apostles was to care for others and do not be a burden. See, the apostles understood that they could have demanded many things from God's people. But they were gentle, like a mother caring for their children. The apostles delighted in sharing with God's people. They cared for others, going through hardship, working day and night so they would not be a burden to others. Where is this type of devotion and caring for God's people today in the religious leaders today? Where are those who care for God's people more than they care for themselves? See, in their teaching, the apostle urged those who had a heart to follow Christ Jesus they warned them to not be idle, to encourage them, to be not be timid, to help the weak, to be patient with everyone. We must care for others by making sure we don't pay back wrong for wrong. We must show others we care by being kind to everyone. See, the Apostle Paul taught the way of caring to Timothy. He said that if a person sets their heart on becoming an overseer of God's people, then they must be above reproach. They must be married to only one person, temperate, self-controlled, respectful, not lovers of money, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not to violence, and not to quarreling. See, if they don't know how to love and care for their own family, how can they love and care for God's people or his church? See, if we're called into service by God, then we have to develop a deep, caring heart. We have to desire to be good shepherds who truly care for God's flock. We must learn to care, not because we must, but because we are willing as God wants us to be. Not one greedy for money, but one eager to serve. Not one who lords over God's people, but one who deeply cares for them as God entrusted us to be an example. See, because God cares, we must come to care. Therefore, we must care to follow the commandments of God. We must pay attention to God's word and carefully follow it. See, if we learn to care like God cares, he will love and bless us and increase our number. If we love and care like the Lord, he will bless us and make us fruitful. He will bless us our coming and our going. See, God cares for those who love him and seek his face. God cares for us. It's not because of our righteousness. It's not because of our skills and abilities. It's not because we have knowledge that God cares for us. He cares for us because he created us and gave us life. God cares because he can see that we love the Lord. We're willing to serve him with all our heart and with all our soul. God cares because he is love. And he covers the sins of those who love him. See, King David pondered why God cared for mankind so much. He said that when he considered the heavens, the work of God's finger, the moon and the stars and everything God set in place. What is man that you care so much for him, that you are so mindful of mankind, and the son of man that you care for him? See, we don't get it. God cares because of who God is. The Lord cares so much. He desires to instruct us in the way that we should go. Because the Lord cares for us, he's willing to counsel us and watch over us. But the Lord warns us that we can't be like the horse or the mule, who have no understanding and must be controlled because they will not change. They will not turn and are unwilling to come to God. See, God cares because he made everything. He cares because he made the sea. See, God cares because he formed the dry ground. The Lord cares because we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. But we cannot harden our hearts. We must be willing to accept the caring hand of God in our lives. We must love the Lord because he cares so much for us. See, God cares. He does not treat us like we deserve. We know we have done wrong. God cares. His love is higher than the heavens. Great is his love. Go with me to Psalms chapter 103, verses 9 and 11. God is so loving. He is so caring. He does not accuse, but forgive. He harbors no anger, but he cares for us. Can we see how much God cares? You're still alive. You and I are still breathing today because God cares. You woke up this morning because God cared for us. You're able to walk and go to work and have your being because God cares enough to sustain us. Even in our darkest moment, even when we do sin, God still cares for us. Psalms chapter 103, verses 9 and 11 says, he will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so is his love for those who fear. See, God loves and cares for us. He cares so we can find favor with him, even our worst situation. God cares. He loves us with an everlasting love. He draws us with an everlasting kindness. God loves us so much, he puts up with a lot of mess from us, never removing his love. The Lord has led us with cords of kindness and ties of love because the Lord cares so much for us. He lifted the yoke from our neck and bent down and set us free. It's when we go through the tough times that God shows just how much he cares for us. See, when the disciples on the boat with Jesus and started to sink, they woke Jesus asking them if he cared. It's at that moment that the Lord stood up and rebuked the wind and quieted the storms. He turned and asked them, why were they afraid? Jesus asked them, where's your faith? We all have a desire to know that others care for us. It's what makes us feel loved and wanted. From birth, we have this need to be loved and to know someone cares for us. When we came to God, we desire to know that he cares and loves us, that he's willing to protect and cover us, that he's willing to forgive us and wipe away our sins, to see us as a child as his, who he deeply cares for. You and I want to know that God cares for us, then we need to show God we care for others. See, Christ Jesus cared for each one of us just like he cared for the woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. She'd been suffering for a great deal of time. And she's used all her money up on doctors. Instead of getting better, she grew worse. But when she heard about Jesus and how he was showing compassion and healing God's people, she said, if I could only touch his robe, I would be healed. She believed Jesus cared. Do you believe? Do you believe that God cares for you? No matter what situation you're in, you could be in prison right now. See, God still cares for you. See, you could have some trouble in your life, in your marriage, but God still cares for you. See, God cares. No matter what you and I go through, God cares for us. If we only believe, do we believe that God has great affection for us? The Father cares so much for us. He sent his one and only son to die for you and I. And Christ Jesus showed his affection many times. And he's doing it today as we remain obedient and receive him with fear and trembling. So our confidence in the Lord is complete, knowing that God truly cares for us. His hand is still extended. Christ Jesus is willing to show each and every one of us just how much he cares. All it takes is a willingness to come to know God, to know his son, Christ Jesus, to live in his presence, to want to feel his loving kindness upon your life and in your situation. See, all it takes is a willingness to come to Jesus. He's got his hand extended. God is ready to show you all kind of love. All you have to do is receive him today. All you have to do is open up your heart and cry out to God and tell God that you need him in this situation. You need God's love. You need his caring in your life. You need to feel it. God, I need to feel your love and your tenderness. I walk right before you, God. I put down my sins, God. I overcome all things in my life just to feel your loving kindness, because I know you are a loving God and I need your love. Glory to God. God is a loving and caring God. And in him is all kindness, forgiveness, mercy, and grace for those who come to cry out and love him. Praise the Lord. Jesus came to do the Father's will by laying down his life so you and I could know that God cares for us. Thank you, Jesus. Even when we paid no attention to you, Lord, you came and laid down your lives so we can have life, so we can have the joy of the Lord, so we can feel the loving kindness of God in our lives, so you will know that you care. Even when we didn't care, you care for us. You loved us. You sacrificed yourself for us. Nothing can repay the love you've shown us. Nothing can replace the care that you've given us. But Lord, we want to receive it and understand it in our lives so we can then care for others. So let us be glad in the Lord, and he and the Father loves us and cares for us. This is God's truth to you and I that we need to receive. No matter how tough life has been on you, no matter what you're going through, you got to realize that God cares and loves for you more than anything in this life. There's no one in this world who cares more than God. The Lord cares when we suffer. Help us, Jesus. He cares when we sin. See, the Lord cares when you and I are overcome with sickness. The Lord cares. You and I got to walk right before God. Not in a religious way, but in a loving, caring way. Seeking God through his word, son, and spirit. See, God cares when we're filled with worry, when we're filled with doubt, when we're filled with fear, when we're filled with dread. God cares that we have these things going on inside of us. He's trying to give us freedom through his son, Christ Jesus, that you and I don't have to worry. We don't have to be fearful. We don't have to dread over things. We got a God that cares. We got a God that understands. We got a God that has all power and authority. He loves us. He cares for us. He cares when there's trouble in our marriages, when there's trouble in our jobs, when there's trouble in our churches, when there's trouble in our family. God cares. He cares and loves us. He cares for us so much. If we would just come to fear him and love him with all our hearts, with all our soul, God would demonstrate through his son, Christ Jesus, just how much he cares for you. God cares for those who come to love him, who are willing to follow his will and live right before him. God cares. He's willing to share his caring ways with you so you and I can learn how to care for somebody. Not just those who care for us, but those who mistreat us and don't treat us right. See, God wants to have it in our heart to know how to care for everyone. God cares for you. He'll sustain you in your trouble. He'll pick you up in your disgrace. He'll wipe away all your sins. He'll take away your burdens. God cares for you. And you and I need to learn to care for others. So God's love can be complete in a simple world that we live in. God's love and caring ways surpasses all of our understanding. God cares for you and I. Let us receive it today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.